Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Beauty of Dusk, On Vision, Lost and Found, by Frank Bruni. Read by the author.
To Leslie Jane Fryer Bruni, 1935 to 1996, you remain so very, very near. Author's note. Some of the details and language in this book appeared previously in columns and newsletters that I wrote for the New York Times. Some quotations are reproduced not from formal interviews, but from incidental conversations, recounted to the best of my memory. Chapter 1. This is bad. They say that death comes like a thief in the night. Lesser vandals have the same MO. The affliction that stole my vision, or at least a big chunk of it, did so as I slept. I went to bed seeing the world one way. I woke up seeing it another. I went to bed believing that I was more or less in control of my life, that the unfinished business, unrealized dreams, and other disappointments were essentially failures of industry and imagination, and could probably be redeemed with a fierce enough effort. I woke up to the realization of how ludicrous that was. I went to bed with more grievances than I could count. I woke up with more gratitude than I can measure. My story is one of loss. It's also one of gain. It begins in a bumbling fashion with a baffled protagonist. That first morning, a Saturday, I struggled to figure out what had happened to me. I wasn't sure that anything of significance had happened at all. Several hours would pass before I grew even remotely worried, before curiosity curdled into a vague, tentative concern. I got out of bed sluggishly, my head full of lead. Bad Frank. Sloppy, undisciplined Frank. On Friday night, I'd had 4 generous glasses of wine with dinner when 2 would have sufficed. That had left me with a bit of a hangover, slowing down every part of me. My thoughts, my steps from the bedroom to the kitchen of my apartment on the Upper West Side of Manhattan, my gestures as I went about making coffee. Coffee. That's what I needed. Caffeine would surely jolt everything into working order. It would snap everything into place. When I poured boiling water from a tea kettle into a French press, my aim was off. I watched a puddle spread across the counter. Huh. How did that happen? I chalked it up not to a visual miscalculation, but to carelessness. And while I was aware of a slightly hazy, swimmy quality to the space around.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?